I think one of the questions I think that I take away from this is to really think about, you know, where does the general public or social responsibility starts and end to generate well-being conditions for homes versus generating conditions for housing. And I think the notion of home is a very subjective and very personal one. And it varies over the life course. It varies across different groups of people, individuals. It's a very, very personal, I think, experiential issue. While the housing issue can be seen more in probably objective terms and you know, their objective criteria for human flourishing and well-being that could be followed. But again, you know, someone who lives maybe in a objectively or as objectively characterized in a poor housing stocks situation can feel quite socially connected and have a high subjective sense of well-being, which in turn can have very complex causes. It might be sort of the multi-year experience of having no influence and power, you know, that can have led to fatalism or acknowledgement, you know, I don't have any control, so I have to live with the situation, so I subjectively rate it as okay or living in okay circumstances, and I don't see any ways to improve this because I don't feel I have a stake in it. But it could also be that it's a true reflection of the social conditions and the social circumstances that are there, and outside planning would not recognize that unless, you know, they're really looking carefully behind that facade. And that requires, I think, a continuous engagement process, not a one-off process in planning, but a continuous process.